But that we have all our accents, eh? PSA chapter 40, no, chapter 74, please. And some of you don't have your Bibles, you can read it on the screen. Verse 17 is only one verse, but a very important verse. That means God, it was you, boundaries of the earth, and you made both winter. That's all. That's the text for today. It was you, that means God, who of the earth. And it was you, summer and winter. Ladies and gentlemen, today about borders. I want to talk to you about borders, boundaries. Everything in this world has. Are you listening to me? Everything in this world has a boundary. That's why we call Ghana, Ghana, Nigeria, Nigeria. There are boundaries. Everything in the world has a boundary. It has. Cities have a border. That is why we call Amsterdam, Amsterdam. Paris, Paris. Every city has a boundary. It has a border. Every village has a boundary. Village has a border. Actually, brothers and sisters, everything in this world has nations, cities, villages. Every house has your own house, your house. It is house is your neighbor house. Every house has a boundary. So, even time has a boundary. March is the beginning of spring. It's a boundary. It's 21st of June is a boundary. Time of summer, there is time of autumn, there is time of winter, even. Are you listening to me? And every human being has a boundary. Human being has a border. And today, about borders in relationship. Relationship. There is obviously a problem today. As I preached last time, have relationship problems. Many Christians. Many Christians have problems in their marriages. They have problems with their friends. And I'm talking about Christians. There are problems in the body of Christ, in our relationship. No, our borders. Relationship has a border. A boundary. And I want you to listen very carefully to me. Change. Listen to me. We are tired of messages that say, God will bless you. God will help you. God will give you a golden dust. God is going to make you a millionaire. We are tired of a message that is dealing with the real life things of life so that we're going to society. We're going to change the people around us. Hello, we are tired of this. As one prophet, he went to a conference. He was preaching to somebody. ride on on Mercedes-Benz. You're going to ride on Mercedes-Benz. Go! The man said, my brother, I am a dealer of Mercedes-Benz. Boom, in London. You don't need no profit. We are tired of those things. We want to deal with real things that we're going to go advance for the kingdom of God. And obviously, the kingdom of God, and that is relationship. Every human being, including you, have a border. Everything in this world, my friend, has a price. And I have a price. Jesus paid for us. That is why we are sitting here and shouting hallelujah. Because Christ for us. On the cross in Calvary. Praise God. Boundary. Everything has a border. Cities, villages, houses. But also relationship. Human relationship has a boundary. And husband and wife as one boundary. Another boundary is parents and children is a boundary. Between friends, people who call each other friends. Tooth has a boundary. Marriage has a boundary. Boss and employee. Man and God has a boundary. And today, boundaries. My friend, first of all, husband and wife boundaries. Creates boundaries, borders. Now, some of you, maybe even before you come this morning, you fight with your wife. I'm telling you. You say you are my wife, I am your husband, like that. People, you are creating a boundary in the listening to me. And these borders and boundaries should, you know why marriages are kaput? Because there is no boundary. Hey. Are you listening? When you say I am married, it means you are bound to somebody. And when you are bound to somebody, boundary of marriage. That means goodbye. Me, I no longer belong to you. Hello. You see, the moment you say I am married, that means that can't do anymore. Because you are married. The club offering is, it seems like women like this. Marriage has a boundary. But when marriage boundaries are broken, that marriage will shake, that hello. When you say I am married, it means you are in a boundary. And the problem is, my friend, you cannot do when you are married. Marriage has a boundary and marriage. Oh, you are not listening to me. You cannot, listen, the minute your wife, by shouting at her and calling her a bitch, boundary of respect. And don't come to me, she's not listening to me, your wife is not listening to you, because you pass of respect. Hey. See, marriage has a boundary. There is a boundary. There is a border. You can't just say, say anything you like to your wife, say because she's my wife. You like to your husband because he's your husband. There should be honor. There should be integrity. There should be love. And when they are turned out, that marriage is shaking. When you begin to talk, when you begin to talk to your husband with disrespect of marriage. Another example. You break the boundaries of your marriage. Honey, our washing tap is... Can you make it? You say, I have no time for it. The midnight, you jump with the car to go up of that woman. You are breaking the boundaries. Before you fix of your sister or elder in the church, first fix the time. Boundaries in marriage is very important. I am married. It means you can't go to husband sitting home watching television. It's not possible. You are married. You can't. Married, you have a boundary. You cannot be 24. This friend, whereby your husband or your wife is sitting home alone doing nothing. There's somebody, you come to my office, pastor, pray for me. Marriage has a boundary. If you try to respect your wife, she will bite you back. Respect is destroyed than anything. That's why people beat each other. That's why people curse each other in marriage. They throw things. Telephone or, you know something? Why? It's gone. You want respect? Be in the borders of respect. Be in the borders of honor. You want dignity? Be in... Oh. Hey. I'm talking to you. You see, we have problems these relationships. I'm not talking about marriage only today, but no, you not just do anything you want to do. Marriage. Parents and children. Parenthood. Parenthood has a border. You as a father, you as a mother, you as an uncle must give borders to your children. Are you listening to me, somebody? You see, parent and children, the moment you call somebody father, you call somebody mother, you are entering into a food has what? A border. Bound to your borders. But when you don't create borders, your children will be borderless. Yesterday, I was passing through the city of Amsterdam, Southeast. Boys and girls playing football in the middle of a dangerous football. To myself, where is the boundary for these children? My friend, the more a child is playing out, he goes out of his boundary, and tomorrow, even he don't cry and and say, my son is a devil. No, my friend, you did not define boundaries for your children. My child will not go outside and play. In made boundary to my child. It's not only adults are the problems. We don't give boundary to our children. Do they move what they like to move? They say what they like to say. No, ma. Boundary to our children. And if you call names to your children, you look like your father. Exactly, you are like your father. Don't think respecting you. You see, you deal with the child with respect, he will deal back. Listening to me? Everything has a border, my friend. Everything. You need to define border to them. With my children, it's not allowed to them to need to come home. They need to read. They need to study. They need to play their computer. No. But to play outside in the street, only small hours. You need to. What are we doing in whole world, in our ghettos? Doing anything they want. Where are the parents? Home, watching TV. Good time and bad time. As the world turns. As you are watching, as the world turns, your child is turning somewhere. Be careful. That's why I'm challenging you. Your children. Give borders to your children. Now, I don't say God. Lack of knowledge in the Bible. They say, the Bible said we have to beat up. In the Bible, you remember that use the rod. Use a rod. Use a stick to. Petition. You know why? Because in the Old Testament, not allowed to touch the Holy Bible with their bare finger. We cannot touch scriptures. So the scriptures, you know, we defile them. If we, they used a stick. They used without touching the Bible with the finger. They to show. That is what the Bible means. It means when your child is disobeying you. But let me tell you something. If the child sees of God, why he follow? Child, listen to me. A child is a mirror of his parents. Don't use the word F this and that. You know why? Because I don't use it at home. My children don't spit poo in the front. Do that. Hello. Quiet now. There is a border in every relationship. Your child, if you want your child to become a man and a woman of dignity, you start with yourself. You begin to be a woman of dignity and set borders. Society, we need borders. Borders are not bad. I was shocked yesterday. I saw this. Even some of our own children I saw in the street. One car almost hit them. They are playing. Why? Because the parents are not there. I'll give you an example. When I was 18 years old, legally I am already. Mother, I live in my mother's house. She said to me, 11, you are home. I'm 18 years old man. 18 years old. 11 o'clock, you are home. I come 11:30. Woman don't open. I bell. And after many belling, she took the phone. She said, tonight, you sleep. time, you will not come late. That means I know when I say 11, I am 11. Are you listening to me? I was 18, 19, 13 with mama. Where is she? Somewhere here in the building. I was already dating. So my beautiful umbrella, a very nice one, beautiful umbrella. It was raining. University, I forgot my umbrella in the train. I have an appointment with my mother-in-law to go somewhere. And I want to take my umbrella. I forgot the umbrella. And it is raining like shower. You can take a shower. So I went to my mom. I said, can I borrow your umbrella? Your umbrella. I said, oh, sorry, I forgot it in the train. He said, Dad, next time you learn not to forget. You see, make boundaries for. Make boundaries for your husband. Who's with your husband? Tomorrow he will be loose to you. A husband wants to see, hey, you are my husband. You're supposed to be home at 11 o'clock. And the husband will see, hey, the woman is serious. Stand up for your rights. Hey, we are quiet now, eh? Boundaries. Later, I'm coming to tell you about boundaries. What? I'm only preaching now. It's introduction. Borders with your children. And children must have borders with. The way you train them, they're going to train the other. They become criminal, they go bad way, they go wrong way, because there is no border. I know I never seen somewhere in Russia, a big criminal. That criminal, you know, he was in prison, and the mother went one time to meet him. My brother, that criminal bite the ear. And the mother cried, why did you do that? He said, mother, you know why? Because when I doing some things, you were not there telling me, don't do it, son. Because when I went and I scold me, and you didn't tell me that I should not do it. When I went out and I stole, you did not scold me. Mother, I count you responsible for the people that I am. My friend, you can make Barack Obama, or you can make your child to become the biggest criminal in town. You, my friend, you and I. Make your child to be a Barack Obama, and you a nobody. Make borders. Oh, ah, borders, my friend. Now, friendship has a border, my friend. Need to come and take over everything. One time, God was in a meeting with many people whom he called friend. Everybody stood up to greet him, but God didn't stand up. When I come in, I'm your friend. He said, I'm afraid when I stand up, you take my place. It's a joke. Listen to me. In my whole life, in the past 20 years, I learned that never do business with a friend. I learned my life. Do business with a friend. If a friend needs me, But I will not do business with a friend, nor with a person. Because money can family, dignity, I have my border. I'm telling you, friends, you don't do business. Friends, you help them. You help them unconditionally. Helping them, but making business with them, never do, my friend. You are my friend. Yes, sir. But that's why. That's exactly. You know, you understand. I can steal your money. You are my friend, eh? No. Yes, sir. Hello, friend. I have borders in my relationship. Relationship, then what is the difference between a friend and a father? Make very important, very important. Integrity is very important in friendship. Friendship has a board. One road direction friendship is not a friendship at all. Give me, is not a friendship. Give is also not a friendship. There is always a balance. Hey, we are very quiet today, eh? No problem that you and I will stand on our feet in these days that are so hard to stand. Oh, friendship has what? A border. Boss and employer. You can say, I'm making a contract with you to work or wherever in hotel, and contract is at 8 o'clock. There is a border in everything. There is border in marriage. There is border in friendship. There is border in children and parents. There is borders in society. Hello. And that is the border of God to man. And that is commandments to us. That is why God said, thou shalt not steal, not covet. They are boundaries to us. You know what? He did whatever he wanted. But God gave us law. We should bind ourselves to God. And we should bind ourselves to Jesus. And when we say, it means there are some things that we used to do, we cannot do anymore. A follower of Jesus Christ, you make a boundary to yourself that I am a follower of lie. I will try my best not to steal. I will try my best to do an honest business. I will try my best to be a good wife. I will try my best to be a good citizen because I am. You can't say, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Anything you want to do. It's not possible. I was watching a television program. They are going to rob a bank. They are praying together in the name of Jesus. Successful in thy eyes. You cannot pray. Bank. If you are a Christian, because that
program is presented to you by Samuel Lee World Evangelism. Our with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to educate man with the universe. Co-partner with Christ in liberating man from all forms of. For more information on Dr. Samuel Lee's ministry, please visit lwe.net.
Please open with me the book of Psalms, verse 17. Yes, it will be also on the book of Psalms. Psalms. Yeah, you know that we have all our PSALM Psalms. Chapter 4, please. Chapter 74. And some read it on the screen. Chapter 74, verse 17 is an important verse. It was you, that means God. It was you who set all boundaries of the earth, summer and winter. That's all. That's the Bible says it was you, that means God, the boundaries of the earth, who made summer and winter. Ladies and gentlemen, to you about borders. I want to talk to you about borders, boundaries. Everything in this world has a border. Listen to me. Everything in this world has a boundary. Boundary. That's why we call Holland, Holland, Germany. Nigeria, Nigeria. There are boundaries for nations. Everything in the world has a boundary. It has a border. See, this is why we call Amsterdam, Amsterdam, Utrecht, Utrecht, London, London. It has a boundary. Or every city has a village, has a boundary. Hello? Everything in this world has a boundary. Every house has a boundary. That is one house, your house. It is your house. Your neighbor house has a boundary. Even time has a boundary. Time has a boundary. Spring, 21st month, is a boundary. Summer is 21st of June. Is a time of spring. There is time of summer. There is time of winter. Even seasons have boundaries. But also, my friend, every human being and every human being. And today, I want to speak to you about borders in relationship. Obviously, a problem in the body of Christ today. To you, Christians have relationship problems. Husband and wife problems. Many Christians have problems. They have problems with their children. They have problems with their friends. And you know why there are problems in the body of because we don't know our borders. Relationship has a border, has a boundary. And I want you to listen very carefully. that your life will be changed. Listen to me. We are tired of messages. God will give you a golden teeth. God will give you a golden dust. God is going to make you a millionaire. We want a real life message that is dealing with the real life things of life, so that we go society, we're going to change the people around us. Hello, we are tired of. There was one prophet, he went to a conference. He was preaching to somebody prophesying. He said, on Mercedes-Benz. You're going to ride on Mercedes-Benz. God! My brother, I am a dealer of Mercedes-Benz. In London. You don't need no prophet. Mercedes-Benz. We are tired of those things. We want to deal with real things of real. Go advance for the kingdom of God. And obviously, there is a problem. And that is relationship. Relationship. Every relationship in you have a border. And everything in this world, my friend, even you have a price. And I. But that price, Christ Jesus paid for us. That is why we are. Because somebody paid that price for us on the cross in Calvary. So everything has a boundary. Everything has a border. Cities. So people, also relationship. Human relationship. One of the boundaries we have is husband and wife. As one. That. Another boundary is parents and children. Another boundary is between friends, people who call each other friends. Boundary. Parenthood has a boundary. Marriage has a boundary. Boss. Man and God has a boundary. To you about boundaries. My friend, first of all, marriage, my friend, creates boundaries. Are you listening to me? Don't look at me so holy now. Some of you may maybe. I'm telling you. Husband and wife, the minute you say you are my. You give your promise to God and to people, you are created in the society. Are you listening to me? Borders and boundaries should be defined in marriage. You know why? There is no boundaries in marriage. Are you listening to me? When you say, I am. Are bound to somebody, and when you are bound, are in the boundary of marriage. That my word, me, I no longer belong to you. Mind, hello. You see, the moment you say I am, you used to do, you can't do anymore. Hello. Oh, the club offering is. Marriage has a boundary. But when marriage boundaries are broken, that marriage will shake. Hello. When you say I am married. Boundary. Boundary. And the problem is, my friend. Anything you like to do when you are married, marriage must compromise. Oh. You cannot. Minute, you are dishonoring your wife, calling her a bitch, you are passing the boundary of respect. And say, my wife is not listening to me. Your wife is not listening. You pass the borders of respect. You see, marriage has a boundary. There is a between husband and wife. You can't just say anything you like to your wife. You cannot say anything you like to your husband because he is your husband. There should be honor. There should be integrity. There should be broken apart when they are turned out. That begin to talk to your wife with disrespect. When you begin to talk to your husband, you are breaking the boundaries of marriage. Let me give you another example. You break the... when your wife asks you, honey, our washing leaking. Can you make it? But sister so-so and so call you in the midnight. You jump to make the tap of that woman. You are breaking the boundaries. Before you fix of your sister or elder in the church, first fix the tap of you. Boundaries in marriage is very important. I am married, it means you can't go to your husband sitting home watching television. It's not possible. Disco shake your body anymore. When you are married, you have a boundary. Not be 24 hours a day with this friend, that friend, this friend, whereby you don't do nothing, and tomorrow he start the relationship with another somebody. You come to my office, pastor. Boundary. The minute you try to respect, bite you back, and when that curtain of respect, then anything can happen in marriage. That's why people curse each other in marriage. They throw things to each other. Why? Because that dignity in respect, be in the borders of respect. You want dignity, be in the borders of dignity. Hey, I'm talking to you, sir. You see, we have problems these days. We have problems in our relationships. I'm not talking about marriage only. You cannot just do anything you want to do. It has borders. Parents and children. Parenthood has a border. You as a father, you as a mother, you as an uncle must give borders to your children. Yeah. You are not listening. Are you listening to me, somebody? You see, the border, the moment you call somebody father, you call somebody mother, parenthood has what? A border. Bound to your borders. But when you don't make borders, your children will be borderless. Yesterday I was passing through the city of Amsterdam. So many boys and girls playing football in the middle of a dangerous football. To myself, where is the boundary for these children? My friend, the more a child is playing outside, goes out of his boundary, and tomorrow, if he receives drug, if he receives, my son is a devil. No, my friend, you did not define boundaries. Children, my child will not go outside and play in the street. Boundary to my child. We adults are the problems. They do what they like to do. They move what they like to move. They say what they like. We need to give boundary to our children. And parenthood, if you call names to your children, you call names, bad names, you are like your father. Don't think that you see, you deal with the child with respect, he will deal back. Listening to me? Everything has a border, my friend. Everything has. You need to define border to them. With my children, it's not allowed to them to walk in. Come home, they need to read, they need to study, they need to play their computer. No. But to play outside in the street, only small hours. What are we doing in whole world, in our ghettos? Boys and girls, where are the parents? Home, watching TV. Good time and bad time.